In Storms, a Naruto fanfiction by Kurugaya, read by God of Laundry Baskets. It is rated teen and up and features Kakashi and Sakumo. Content warnings for suicidal thoughts, reference suicide, and hallucinations. Kakashi doesn't know what time it is when he stumbles into the bathroom and finds his father perched on the edge of the bathtub. It's night. Autumn. This isn't the first time he's woken in a daze, in a panic. He slams his hand against the wall, and the lethargic bathroom light struggles to fill the darkness. Sweat smears from his palm across the wall like a bloody handprint. It drips into his eyes. They sting. His nauseated gaze whirls like the ceiling fan over the room. Sink, toilet, shower, bathtub. His father stares back at him, hair as white as porcelain, and his eyes a stainless gray. Kakashi's breath catches. He chokes on the panic in his throat and claps a hand over his mouth. His father grimaces as Kakashi teeters over to the sink and dry heaves down the drain. Blackness narrows his vision. He screws his eyes shut, one brown and one red, and wishes the lightheadedness away. The tap is blistering cold against his clammy skin as he wrenches it on, and the water is colder. It slides over his wrists like a knife. Kakashi shivers and shakes. Too hot and too cold at once. Sweat pours down his face. He feels strange, young and helpless. His father lingers in his periphery, detached from parental concern. Kakashi sucks the sweat off his lips, his ancestral canines nipping the delicate skin. "Yours always were too sharp," Sakumo says. Kakashi ignores him. This isn't the first time his madness has materialized in the room. It's usually Rin, sometimes Obito, never Minato, but there's always time. His father's a new low. He wipes his mouth with the back of his hand, hiding his teeth. He doesn't need an apparition to tell him things he already knows. His lips taste like bile. He splashes water over his face, wishing he was wearing a mask. He doesn't usually sleep in one at home. Kakashi's fingers itch to his throat, where the skin is hot and bare. His father's dead eyes watch dispassionately. Kakashi can't remember the last time Sakumo saw his face. He took to wearing a mask from a young age, was pedantic about it. Still is. Sakumo insisted he remove it for meals, but in the months after the mission, in the weeks before the event, they rarely had their meals together. And then, never at all. Kakashi wonders what Sakumo thought of his half-hidden child. He wonders if Sakumo spared him any thought at all. Kakashi turns the tap off. It squeaks. The water gurgles down the drain, saliva white and sparkling in the light. He watches it pool around the plug like a wound. His father had looked just like it, with the Tonto thrust into his gut. Kakashi's panic starts to burn like a laugh. He could laugh. Everything is funnier in retrospect. He's old enough to appreciate that now. He risks a glance at the bathtub. Sakumo's face is pale, drained. His hair splits like lightning. His mouth is an emotionless line, humored by a dimple in the cheek. Kakashi doesn't remember the dimple or the squareness of Sakamo's chin. He remembers the blue lips and white hair and red hands and red clothes and a red stain on their historical floor. "You should go back to sleep," Sakamo says, and the voice is right, the gaze. He had a way of talking that was effortlessly calm. Kakashi probably remembers that wrong. He imagines it did, in fact, take Sakamo a great effort to keep the madness from his eyes. "You'll be cranky in the morning." "I'm not six," Kakashi grumbles before he can stop himself. "Of course you aren't," Sakamo says. "You've grown." Kakashi knows. His reflection is right before his eyes, smudged in the mirror over the sink. The gap between the cupboard doors splits his face in two. One half is red and scarred and blemished at the mouth. It's not the face his father remembers. The other half is a near replica of the ghost in the corner. Kakashi grimaces, revealing his father's teeth. He hates his clan traits. The hair, the chakra, the fangs. He was destined to carry his father's curse many months before he was born. At six, he thought he understood that curse. At 16, he knew he was wrong. Now, he's 26, and he looks more like his father than he has ever done. Wind whistles through the ventilation. Konoha's autumns are always so wet. The smell of rain creeps in through the walls. It will be a warm rain, remembering summer, and Kakashi feels sweat trickle down his neck. He hates the humidity and the promise of storms. It had stormed the night his father died, cracking open the house with light. It's going to storm tonight. Maybe that's what woke him. The six-year-old in his chest. Kakashi isn't sure that panic has ever left him. He's still that little chunin who found his father, still and cold. "You've grown," Sakamo lied. Kakashi hooks his fingers under the mirror and pulls open the cupboard. His reflection slides off the glass. He watches Sakamo's head tilt slightly before the door blocks the view. The cupboard is mostly empty. There's a toothbrush, toothpaste, and a comb. On the top shelf, there's a queue of little bottles and half-open packets of pills. Painkillers. Sleeping pills. Everyday remedies for headaches, sore throats, and hallucinations. Death. Their use-by dates repeat 100 times. Kakashi grabs one and wrenches open the child lock, pouring tablets into his hand. "I wouldn't do it like that," the apparition of his father says behind him. Kakashi slams the cupboard shut, shattering glass. The bottles rattle. His father's pale face splinters into the sink. Each piece glints in the bathroom light like rain. Some of them slice Kakashi's palms as they shatter, and he shoves pills and blood behind his teeth. He swallows. "I know how you'd do it," Kakashi spits. He twists the bottle close, cranking the child lock. It might stop his former self from messing with bad ideas. It won't stop his current self, but isn't that why his father is here?
"I suppose you do," says Sakamo.
He runs his finger down his ponytail. It trails over his shoulder like a gigantic scar, splitting apart his torso as easily as Kakashi's chidori could carve his chest. Kakashi could do it. He thinks he could. He thinks The six-year-old within him wants to.
I suppose we both do, Sakamo muses. He rips a bloody knot in his hair. Kakashi says nothing.
He turns off the light and heads to bed. He doesn't need an apparition to tell him what he already knows. The end.